Good morning from Glory to His Name podcast. Hope everybody's having a wonderful day today. This is January 20th, 2018. Just have a short devotion this morning, something to help you through the day and through this weekend. And we do hope that everyone will have a wonderful Lord's Day tomorrow. We're excited about tomorrow. We're having a meal in our dining hall after the morning service, and everyone is excited about that. But most of all, we're excited about the preaching and the teaching of Thy Word, of the Word of God, rather. And so this message this morning, this devotion, is in order to make this year great, you and I must participate. Let me repeat that. In order to make this year great, you and I must participate. And it will take participation from you and I, dear friend. And it's also of the Holy Ghost. God is always participating in our life, and we're not excluding that at all. We're just saying that in order for this year to be a great year, you and I have to do our part. Amen. I'm reminded of 1974. That year, I was 8 years old. And that year stands out in my mind because of the tornadoes that came through Kentucky. Did a lot of damage, major damage in our area. And I know some surrounding states as well. Then I'm reminded of the year 1978. That year stands out because here in Kentucky, the Ohio River froze over. And then in 1986 was a major year in my life. That is the year that I went to the Marine Corps. Went there in January, I believe January 13th. Went to Parris Island, South Carolina. Took that bus ride during the night and arrived at Parris Island Marine Corps Recruit Depot, South Carolina. That was a great year, but it was a scary year. I tell you, those first few hours and days were just scary times, amen, going to boot camp, but everything worked out. So then 1994, here in Kentucky, we had 2 feet of snow. And that same year, that January of that year, my mom passed away. That was that year stands out in my mind. And then in 1996 was probably the greatest year of my life. There on March 10th of 1996 is when I heard the gospel preached. And at that time, I had heard it before then, several times before that, you know, in my life. But on that day, March 10th, 1996 is when I heard the gospel preached that Sunday. And that Sunday evening is when I came down to the altar and asked the Lord to save me, to come into my life, and to be the Lord of my life. And that's, I repented of my sins. The Bible says repentance toward God and faith in the Lord Jesus. And so that morning, or I think it was that evening rather. Anyway, that's when I did a repentance toward God. And I turned my back upon the world and upon the life that I was living, the mindset that I had for years there. And so for 30 long years, I had lived a life of a hellbound, lost sinner, wild as wild could get. And that day, I remember turning my back and turning my face toward the Lord Jesus and toward God. Amen. Putting my full faith and trust in Him and what He had done on the cross at Calvary. And so that was the greatest year of my life. But I thought this year, 2018, in order to make this year great, you and I must participate. And so I'm not going to be long. I'm not going to give you every little thought on this message. Just a few things to encourage us this morning, to equip us this morning. First of all, let me say this. In order to make this year great, our purpose must be clear. Amen. Our purpose must be clear. And our purpose is to serve Him with a whole heart. Amen. I like what the book of Joshua chapter 24, and I'm going to shorten this up just a bit for time's sake. But in verse 15 of Joshua chapter 4, many of you know this verse, but it says, "And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom ye will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites, in whose land ye dwell." But Joshua said, "But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." Amen. And so our purpose must be clear in this year of 2018, whom we will serve. Amen. We can't be tossed to and fro, can't be wishy-washy on our thoughts or our purpose this year. Our purpose must be clear. Paul said in Philippians chapter 3, verse 13, he said, "Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do." Paul said, "Forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before." In verse 14, he said, "I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus." Amen. So Paul's purpose was clear, dear friend. He was pressing toward the mark of the prize of the high calling in Christ Jesus. So starting out this year of 2018, we're still in the month of January. We must make sure our purpose is clear. Amen. Our purpose is clear. And then let me say this secondly. I want to move on this morning. Our priorities must remain consistent. Our priorities must remain consistent. Now, when I'm talking about our priorities, I'm really referring to our daily routine. Amen. Let's be consistent in our routine. Let's be consistent in our priorities. In Matthew chapter 6, verse 28, the Bible said, "And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow, they toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore, take no thought," Jesus said, "saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things." But here's one thing he says in verse 33. Verse 33 says this, and remember, we're talking about our priorities must remain consistent. So here's what he says in verse 33. "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." So he said, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness." So what I'm saying this morning, dear friends, is our priorities must remain consistent. Let's look unto him when we first get out of bed, before we do anything else. Let's get on our knees and thank God for the good night's sleep. Amen. Let's ask God to direct our steps through the day. Let's thank the Lord for every little thing in our life, dear friend, our clothes, our food, our health and welfare. And let's ask God to allow us to be a witness and a testimony to others that day. Amen. So first of all, our priorities must be clear. Our purpose must be clear. Our priorities must remain consistent. Thirdly, let me say this, that our praise must be to Christ. Our praise must be about Christ. Amen. He is the one and only one, dear friend, that deserves praise in our life. Amen. That's okay to praise our children and different things, but I'm talking about our genuine praise must be to the Lord Jesus. Amen. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. The Bible said, Peter said, "But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Amen. David said in Psalm 51, verse 15, he said, O Lord, open thou my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise. Amen. And then, I'm not going to do this for time's sake, but if you'll go to Psalm chapter 50 and look at all that psalm right there, the Psalm chapter 50, and you'll see that praise is used 13 times. It opens up in verse 1, praise ye the Lord. And in verse 6, the last thing the psalmist says here is praise ye the Lord. Amen. Isn't that good? So, our purpose must be clear. Our priorities must remain consistent. Amen. And then our praise must be about Christ. Let me say next, dear friend, that our prayers must be courageous. Amen. It's okay, dear friend. We must, when we go to the Lord in prayer, don't go to him in a shy way. But let's go to the throne of grace with courage and boldness. Amen. We have that recorded in the Bible. In Hebrews chapter 4, verse 14 says, seeing then that ye have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, he said, let us hold fast our profession. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. And then verse 16 says this, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. So the writer of Hebrews, we believe to be Paul, said, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace. So I'm simply saying this morning, dear friend, our prayers must be courageous. Amen. Let us go through those again. Our purpose must be clear. Our priorities must remain consistent. Our praise must be about Christ. And our prayers must be courageous. Let me say next that our profession must not be concealed. Amen. Our profession must not be concealed. Don't walk around ashamed of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Let people know humbly and in a meek manner, dear friend, that we are a child of God. In 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 11, Paul is talking to his young Timothy, preacher boy. He says, but thou, O man of God, flee these things and follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, meekness. In verse 12, Paul said, fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called, and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. And so what Paul is saying there, let our profession not be concealed. Amen. Let people know that we are a child of God. Let people know that we do stand for the Word of God. Amen. And that we want to, godly manner, in a meek manner, tell people about Jesus. Amen. Let people know where we stand. Amen. Someone said, if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. And that's true in life. Amen. That is so true in life. So our purpose must be clear. Our priorities must remain consistent. Amen. Our praise must be about Christ. Our prayers must be courageous. Our profession must not be concealed. And the last little point I want to give us this morning, our path in this life must be found between these two covers. And I'm talking about the Word of God. Amen. From the front cover to the back cover of your Bible, dear friend, your path in this life can be found. Amen. Your path can be found. Well, in the book of the psalm rather. Psalm 23, verse 1. We know this is a shepherd psalm. We could all quote this. David said, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his namesake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me." And so today, dear friend, our rod and staff is the Word of God. And if we stay in between those covers of the Word of God, He will lead us through this life. Amen. I'm thankful for that, that I don't have to worry about getting lost down here in this life. I can always open up the Word of God, morning, noon, or night, and I'll find the direction that God has for us. Amen. So, in closing, let me just go through these one more time. And our thought today was, in order to make this year great, that you and I must participate. Our purpose must be clear. Our priorities must remain consistent. Our praise must be about Christ. Our prayers must be courageous. Our profession must not be concealed. And our path in this life can be found between the covers of your Bible. Amen. I hope you enjoyed today's little thought, dear friend. And we're going to continue to put some devotions on here on a weekly basis. We will try to include some interviews also with preachers, pastors, evangelists, and really any workers in the vineyard. Amen. We've already got Brother Duncan, our pastor, on there, and his wife, Sister Geneva, a couple interviews. But there's some others that we're going to add here in the next week or two. So I hope you'll tune back into the podcast. Amen. And the title of this podcast is Glory to His Name. Amen. And through this podcast, myself and Brother Travis, we want to give the Lord Jesus all glory, all preeminence in everything that we do and say. Amen. And this podcast really is to help God's people to be motivated, to stay dedicated and hydrated in His Word. Amen. And through serving Him, dear friend, on a daily basis. So that's all we have for you this morning. I hope you've enjoyed it. And for all that are listening this morning, please, dear friend, on a daily basis, stay motivated, stay dedicated, and hydrated in God's Word. And we will see you next time. God bless you.